Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardener.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue.
The Paul Parent Garden Club.
And clouds.
Here goes Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
The bright blessed day.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call here. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's a rainy Sunday here. The rainy all day into tomorrow morning. The parts of New England have just been destroyed with rain. I mean, absolutely just terrible. The amount of rain that's been going through. I mean, parts of Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, just roads just destroyed. I mean, it's just crazy the amount of rain that we've been having, and it doesn't look like it's going to stop. It's one of those seasons where we've got a mix of humidity and rain just constantly happening all spring long. If you look at the weather, it's just going to change tomorrow. It's going to get back to 90. Great. So we're dealing with it as we can. Yesterday was obviously the better day of the weekend for most of New England. Today's just going to be a complete washout. I mean, I was watching something yesterday that was saying that parts of Massachusetts could get more than an inch and a half of rain today. I mean, really? We got enough rain. It's just too much as it is, but we just keep on keeping on. This kind of happened to us a couple of years ago, right? About 3 years ago-ish, maybe two, where it just rained all through July. And then, into August, we just had sun for that month. It was crazy. It's weather's all over the place. It affects our gardens. It affects everything that we do outside, obviously. So we're just going to have to keep on keeping on when it comes to the garden and realize we're going to still have a lot more of those diseases. We're going to have probably a lot more weeds in the garden. Weeds everywhere, really, just because of the fact that the amount of rain, right? The amount of rain is going to do a lot of that. It's going to affect the way we really work with everything. So it's, what are you going to do? You really just do what we do to keep on keeping on throughout the season and just hope that the rain aspect, kind of just changes.
And
we should be
doing pretty good with our gardens because of the amount of rain, right? We haven't had to have to water as much, have to do a lot of those extra things so far that we normally would do. But you never know. I mean, it's, you know, I talk a lot about weather here, but it affects, you know, how we garden, right? And, you know, another thing I was reading, I wish I could find it again. And I'm sure some of you have seen it or some will see it. There's reports out there that the way the weather pattern has for New England is this could end up being the first year since 1991 for a major hurricane to hit New England, which means just the way, you know, the weather pattern is going is the same as 1991 when Hurricane Bob hit in this area. And it's just crazy how it's just gone on. It's epic proportions of the way the rain has been. So just wanted to, you know, really touch base on it because things just could get worse before they get better, right? That's kind of what's happening. But anyways, we're here to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible today. So if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And you know, hopefully just after today, you know, rain will slow down a little bit. So we'll see what happens and how it goes. Just keep in mind, you know, I've been talking about it for the past couple weeks. I mean, I don't know how often I could say it, but a lot of you are starting to see it, is that, you know, you're seeing fungus out there in your gardens. You're looking at, you know, your tomatoes with issues, you know, your squash, your peppers, all those things. These are the time frames to start worrying about, not worrying, to be taking some action as a preventative, right? Looking at using something along the lines of like a Revitalize from Bonide or the copper fungicide, or, you know, in the lawn, looking at infuse, you know, granular or liquid form, all these things, because it's going to happen if it hasn't. A lot of people I have talked to have had the issues, and they're seeing the issues pop up. So just something to be thinking about this time of year. I know it sounds repetitive, the amount of things that, you know, the amount of times I bring it up. But it's so important to just look for those signs. I wouldn't be surprised, you know, I talked a lot about red thread in the lawn. There's going to be other diseases out there as well. You know, so just something to be thinking about as the season goes on. You know, and you know, there are things we can be doing to take care of it. The other thing that I worry about, you know, the last year with the opposite effect where we had not enough water, our ground kind of got really hard, compact. A lot of the nutrients kind of left, you know, the garden, left the lawn, etc. Well, one thing, you know, that happens when it goes the opposite way, when we have too much rain, some of those nutrients that you've been putting in might be washing through quicker, right? Meaning, you know, you've put nutrients down for the season, and then all of a sudden, it doesn't look like you're fertilized. More because of the fact that the rain has moved it through, and some of this heavy rain has kind of flushed the system, right? So really just something to be looking at and seeing if you're seeing deficiencies, you're seeing different types of things going on with your yard and garden, right? You know, just keep it in mind. Just keep the eyes out for it, because it definitely could be something like that happening. You just never know. So we'll continue to monitor the yard, see what's going on, see if there's anything we can do. But, you know, currently it's just a wait-and-see type game, unfortunately. See what's going to happen with the yard. See what's going to happen with the garden. You know, it's so all over the place. You just don't know what to think. I'm kind of, there are days I just, like, look at it and be like, wow, what is going on here? What, like, what could we actually be, you know, looking at? And, I mean, there's some major things out there that people are, don't believe exist that are happening. You know, there's a whole thing called climate change, but, you know, I'm not going to discuss it on my show, because, you know, I've heard from way too many people telling me I don't know what it is, but you get the idea. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a few minutes.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the collie, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started for the day, so good morning. Hopefully you aren't dealing with as much of the rain as we've been getting, but it's definitely there, right? We've got tons of it, so we'll just keep on keeping on with what we can as the time progresses. Now, you know, the one thing with the way the rain has been continuing to happen, you know, we haven't had to do a lot of that extra work in the garden. I do get nervous. I get nervous that we have the same thing that happened a couple years ago, right, where it rained all June and July, and then it stopped raining for all of August. You know, we started getting a lot more of those weeds, a lot more of those, you know, everything just start to pop up. We'll see what happens. We don't know. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Sandy's in Chelmsford.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I know you were speaking about the fungus and keeping an eye on that, and and you mentioned a few products, but I was wondering if I've been getting septoria on my tomatoes,
okay,
in years past. So I was wondering if Agrifos is something I should use or all seasons oil.
So, you know, the Agrifos is going to be better for this because we're looking at a fungus, whereas the all seasons oil is more for the insects. Obviously, I'm wondering with the Agrifos if that's the best in essence. I'm looking almost more at. There's a product called Mancozeb out there that does a pretty good job with it as well.
Because I haven't seen it yet. I'm just wondering if I should be doing something to prevent it, given all the rain we've got.
Yeah, so I would definitely look at doing something as a preventative for it. It's one of the things, going forward future-wise is just to kind of crop rotate.
Yep, I do that.
Which is great that you're doing that. If anything, I might look at the reason why I would stay away from like the Agrifos. Agrifos is a little bit more, it's not as organic, right? Whereas a Mancozeb is. The Revitalize is. Those are more, since you're going to be eating it, that's where I kind of like, it's where I kind of look at it.
Okay.
So, like, you'd be looking more at the, like I said, either Mancozeb, which usually only comes in a concentrate, so you would have to mix it, put it in a container, or the Revitalize. And it would be something that as soon as the rain starts to break, which I think in our area here, tomorrow's the best chance, but it looks like Tuesday's going to rain again.
Does it stay on, or does it wash away?
Well, so that's the thing, right, is some of it will wash away just because of the amount of rain we've been having it's not like a regular rainstorm, if that makes sense. Seems like every rainstorm we've been having is like of epic proportions. It's just like a downfall where they're just saying, flooding is possible. Mm-hmm. So this would be something where with the amount of rain that we keep having, anything might wash away from it. So I'd look at saying probably not doing this Monday or Tuesday, maybe doing it like a Wednesday. The other reason, too, is Monday and Tuesday are going to be above 85. And with a lot of sprays, we don't want to spray when it's like 85 degrees or warmer. It can burn the leaves even worse. And since you don't have it, it could look like you do have it because of all those issues.
Mm-hmm. So, and then if you could just mention what type of fertilizer would be good to replenish what's been washed away for the vegetable garden. And then I'll hang up and listen.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA News Update. This week, the number of unaccompanied illegal immigrant children apprehended or placed into U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody went up from 194 to 348, a rise of 79% in just days. So far this year, CBP has had just over 91,000 encounters with unaccompanied minors at the southern border. A brutal heat wave is continuing to affect millions of Americans from the West Coast to the Gulf Coast. The National Weather Service issuing heat warnings and advisories for at least 80 million people over the weekend. All eyes are on Death Valley, California, where Sunday's forecasted high could top 130 degrees. President Biden has nothing on his public schedule for today. The President and First Lady spending the weekend at Camp David. Tim Berg, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we had talked with Sandy in regards to Septora on tomatoes, right? And, you know, just for those that don't know much about it, it is something that actually overwinters in the soil and can come back. Based on the season, right? Obviously, we talked about the products to use for it. One thing I just wanted to add to Sandy, I know you're listening. So the Agrifos, I want you to use at the end of the season. I was just thinking about it during the break, right? Because of the fact that it could overwinter, right? I want you to make sure that the bed where it is and where it has been is just use that Agrifos, because by the time spring rolls around, it's going to be gone. It's not going to affect anything in the soil. So that being said, she left with a question of, you know, what to use for a fertilizer for, you know, for tomatoes like this that are starting to going to lose a lot of the nutrients because of the amount of rain, the amount of, you know, possible flooding that could happen, right? You know, for tomatoes specifically, I love looking at products like the Neptune's Harvest, the Fish and Seaweed, right? It's just it's a great boost in the liquid form where it's not so much that it's just pushing the nutrients to get right back into it, right? It's low numbers. And when you do it every 2 weeks, you're not pushing, you know, 20% of nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium each time. It's I think it's like a 4-3-3 or a 4-3-4, something minimal like that. And what it's doing is it's getting the nutrients to where they need to be a little bit slower, but at the right time versus pushing so much all the time. So I look for things like that. When it comes to the vegetable garden, something with a lower amount of fertilizer, because you're doing it so often at some point in the season, where if you do it every, you know, 2 weeks, you're going over and above the amount of fertilizer that you should put on some of these plants, right? Because a lot of the liquid or wettable powders will say feed every 2 weeks. That's because after 2 weeks, they're gone from the system. They're not there. You know, they're not as powerful as they had been, right? So just something to be thinking about is not throwing so much all at once. Look at something a little bit less to it that when it hits, it's hitting the right amount each time. It's not overfeeding. So that's my thoughts on that. If you're looking at the lawn, you know, that's the granular forms. If you're looking at the other areas of the garden, again, I think a liquid form of something like a Neptune's Harvest will help even some of your perennials, some of your shrubs, trees, etc. You know, getting back to some of the disease aspects on tomatoes, vegetables, etc., this is the time frame now where removing a lot of the lower leaves of your tomato plant is something that should be done, right? It's just, it's one of those things where with so much rain, then humidity after the fact, you look at it and you just say, it's just open for fungus. It's just gonna happen. And so that's when I want you to look at it and say, the base of a plant, like a tomato, so it will stick with the same styles, tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, all the leaves on the lower aspect are not doing anything for you when it comes to the fruit. A lot of the fruit is started to form, started to get there. But the lower part of it, all it's really doing is shading the base of the plant, holding water as the rain comes through slower. The water will sit on the leaves. Then the humidity will come in and cause issues with those diseases, like, you know, the different funguses, right? So it's really just something to be preventative of, in a way of not using a spray, right? Thinning out the leaves. A lot of people will look at it sometimes and say, oh, you know, you can just lollipop the tree, the tomato plant or the pepper, right? So that what I'm discussing with that lollipop, right, is basically they make a plant look like a lollipop. The base has no leaves, and then the top, where the fruit and everything is just a big ball. So it kind of looks like the lollipop, right? Anyways, a lot of people will look at doing that when it comes to the peppers, eggplants, tomatoes. But I think one of the other aspects of this is not just looking at the base, looking at some of the top, because with all the rain, it's doing the opposite of what we want our watering to be done, right? A lot of these plants, we want to make sure that the watering is done on the base, not from above, no overhead sprinklers, those types of things. You want to make sure the water gets right to the soil and isn't sitting on the plants, and that's one way to help with it, right? Another thing that people have looked at doing, and it's kind of one of those things where you don't really think about it, because we look at mulch as something to put around shrubs and trees to make it look pretty, right? But for if you've had some of this disease in the past or some of those things, mulching the plants below will keep that moisture down below versus popping back up and going all those things. So that's something to think about. You know, disposing at the end of the year, if you've had an issue with some major fungus, you know, like this Septora that we were discussing, if it is Septora, it is one thing that you want to get rid of all the plants at the end of the season. You don't want to throw it into your compost pile. You want to just get rid of those plants, because throwing it into the compost pile will allow it to overwinter in the, you know, till the next season. And then if it goes through, it could be in that soil, moves up, we get rain again, it's in the air, etc. And as I discussed with Sandy, the other thing was crop rotation every few years, right? Making sure it's in a different location, different spot. Those are all things to be thinking about. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, we're here until 10 o'clock today, as always, right? We'll be here to answer as many of your gardening questions throughout the day, throughout the next few hours. But, you know, honestly, some of this, right now, you just look, the weather is such a factor in everything that we've been doing in the garden, right? You look at weekends, and it seems like at least one of the days rains. And so you want to do stuff in the garden, you want to do other things, but you also want to get out and enjoy the, you know, the weekend, right? And so it's like, what do you choose? And you almost have to plan your weekends around the rain and how you're going to do your garden, your work in your garden, right? So it's just crazy how it's been going. It's a crazy weather pattern. And like I said earlier, you know, the way it's continuing, you know, I've been reading some different things. I'll have to find it at some point throughout the show here. But it is in the same pattern as 1991 and how the rain kept continuing. And it could be the first year since 91 where a major hurricane hits New England. I mean, it's just crazy. You know, we've had parts of hurricanes hit this area, right? But it's usually like the after effects or the outskirts of it, nothing like major. They're saying we could get one this year, so we'll see. You never know. You just never know what's going to happen with the weather. It changes, but we do know that something is going on with the weather. It's bizarre. And our seasons are kind of just all out of sorts, all different times of the year, right? It's absolutely just the craziest thing. Anyways, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, one cool thing this time of year, that's one of the things that I like the most, is the types of paniculata hydrangeas out there are coming into full bloom, right? It's one of the more popular hydrangeas now, right? It used to be everybody would just look for the blue hydrangea because it was just a cool color, had something to it. But the amount of white and the white hydrangeas are just, they are just popping everywhere. I bought last year for my wife a strawberry vanilla tree form hydrangea. And, you know, I talked about it earlier in the season. Well, I thought one whole corner, quarter of it had died over the winter and then it popped back up. Well, if you saw it right now, the thing is just full of white flowers. That's how it starts off, right? As the season progresses, it'll start to turn pink with a little bit of white, hence the strawberry vanilla to it. But I'm driving around, and the paniculata-type hydrangeas are just in full force right now. It's amazing just to see how much. I mean, you know, the one that I have, part of it is starting to bend down because of the amount of weight of the blossoms, right? It's just amazing. These are the type right now that you're just seeing full bloom, beautiful. And the great thing about a lot of these, the majority of these, is you can cut them back in the spring and not worry about the, you know, cutting off the blossoms, right? It's just, it's amazing. Anyways, it's something to be looking at right now. You're going to see a lot more of the white hydrangeas showing up in the gardens around. And then it also goes into the ones, you know, those are the hydrangeas that have some pink to it, where it goes from like a white to a pink. Not that same pink that if the soil's too alkaline, that it's going to be, you know, pink versus blue. These are those, like, real pure pinks. So you'll know what I mean when you see them. We can go over that and more, because there are tons of different hydrangeas to be thinking about. So I kind of want to talk about those, because let's think of some bright positive instead of all this rain and fungus we have. Anyways, if you have questions, call us, 855-660-4261. Take a break. Back in a few.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Bonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Bonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Bonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
you can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line. Just want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. As I said, a wet morning to you, too.
Yeah.
I've got a huge amount of mushrooms sprouting in my yard overnight. My first question is, I did revitalize everywhere.
Yep.
And it takes a long time to put down because unless you have a big container, I just have a gallon one and you have to spray it. How, with all this rain, how long is it going to... Is it not going to last very long? Do I have to keep trying to do it more?
Well, so
have a better way to put it down.
You know, the Revitalize, right? It is an organic, but it is a bacteria that is, is part of it, a beneficial, right? So you know, that's it's kind of the in between, whereas a bacteria will. Make itself so it will be part of the plant itself, right? Whereas, you know, some of the others wouldn't because it's not the bacteria, right? It's a it's just a product that kind of just sits there. So I'm gonna say it's an in between, right? It's one where it'll. Sit, but not all of it will sit and stay, because it's going to depend on how close you put it to the time where, you know, it did rain, right? It did those things.
I think it's, we did pretty well, not doing right before the rain.
Okay.
But
how many? How would you say a day or two, a couple days?
Yeah, I think so. It was I don't know, early last week or something. We had a dry period there.
Yeah, we did for a little bit, just a little bit. But yeah, no. So you're definitely, that's what you're looking to do is get it so it has a chance to dry a little bit, right? But being a organic product, right? You do need to apply it multiple times. So you applied it about a week ago. This is something that I believe we can do again in about 10 to 14 days. Sometimes even a little bit less, because if you read the back of the package, it wants you to spray everything. And it will actually say repeat at weekly intervals as needed. Since we're doing it as a preventative, I would say you could stretch that to the 10 to 14 day type, 10 to 14 days. But the thing that makes me just kind of such an in-between on this is what follows up on the back of the repeat at weekly intervals or as needed, spray interval may be shortened under conditions favorable to rapid disease development, such as high humidity, excessive rain, or other conditions of extreme moisture. So that's, it's such an in-between, right? We've been getting powerful rain, and then we've been getting, you know, the extreme heat in between. So it's almost basically telling you to almost spray it every couple of days. But when you can only spray with like a gallon and what you have, it just takes a lot.
It takes a lot.
So, you know, it looks at the way I would look at it with a Revitalize. Maybe it's just using that on my edible type plants. And maybe trying to look at some of the other areas that if they are, non-edible plants like a shrub or a tree or perennial, maybe using something that would last a little bit longer just to save you from having to spray all the time.
Okay.
I wish I had an easier answer for you. The Revitalize is one of those ones that just doesn't leave a little bit of an aftertaste if it's a edible, right? And it's just so beneficial that we're using a bacteria from the plant to help protect it from itself. So, okay.
Yeah, coming up for a long break. Can I hang on?
Yeah, that's no problem, Pat.
Okay, thanks.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.